The courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, just a reminder that the outer courtyard, called Ezrat Noshim, that's right here, was not in the first Beit HaMikdash, only in the second Beit HaMikdash. And the reason is because in the prophecies to Ezekiel, this is described, but just in broad terms. So, in the second Beit HaMikdash, they put it, we're going to be talking about two rooms that are found right over here, and we're also going to be talking once again about our platform where the choir sang. Some is the Duchan. So, if you want to look at it right over here, you can see on either side of this door, they have small little doors, two small little doors. It's very, very hard to appreciate it because everything is so large here that it actually seems small. But there's two little doors on either side in which you can enter two small rooms on either side of these round staircases. And then the Duchan is not even visible here because of the height of this wall. Chapter 6, Halacha 6. Says the Rambam, Ulushokais Hoyushon Tachas Ezras Yisrael, on the bottom of the Ezrat Yisrael, which means, remember there are 12 steps going up here. 12 steps. Half an amma each step. 6 amot. That's a big jump.
That was 15 and
12. Sorry, 15. Sorry, rest. 7.5 amot. Correct.
Yeah, 15.
Very good, Dave. So 15, right. This is a big jump. We're talking about the 7.5 amot, 15 feet, right? Mm-hmm. Easily. So this is well over a floor or a story higher. So underneath that floor, there are two rooms, two chambers, or offices, if you will. And they are psuchos le'ezras noshim, even though they're found underneath the floor, but they're open, the door opens into the Ezrat Noshim. This is very important because in the temple, as we've already learned with regard to the Lishkat HaGazit, with regard to the chamber of hewn stone, we will always follow the doorway to ascertain the level of holiness. And that is to say that even though these offices are under the floor of Ezrat Yisrael, since the doorway that you enter into opens into the Ezrat Noshim, they're not considered Ezrat Yisrael, but instead they're considered Ezrat Noshim, which is a lower level of Kedusha. They're not considered the Azara. And as such, somebody who would be in some states of ritual impurity would still be able to be there. What did they do with these rooms? What was this all about? So besides the fact that they used every inch, and this was a very wise use of space, the Rambam tells us, Shom Halavim Noisnim Hakinodis Van Volim Vahamiltsotayim. This is where they kept the violins and the flutes and the cymbals, the Chol Klishir, all of the different musical instruments. So now we're hearing for the first time about musical instruments that we use in the Beit HaMikdash. Musical Mishkan. Yes, it was a musical thing. Now, where did they use these instruments? We know where they kept these instruments. So this is what you would call the proverbial backstage. Okay, this is like underneath the catacomb, the basement. That's where they kept. They had very, very well kept, very, very proper a place for each one of the musical instruments. It was kept clean, in pristine condition. Everything was very organized. Where did they use them? Ah, Rambam says, "Al haduchan ha'olam me'ezrat Yisrael." On the duchan, which are the stairs, which go up from Ezrat Yisrael to Ezrat Kohanim. That's right over here. If you remember these stairs over here. A large stair, which is the first step is an amma. Mm-hmm. That could be as much as
9 inches.
Well, no, an amma could be 18 inches or as much as 24 inches.
That's full
a
amma.
Big step. So that's a real platform. And then it was followed by three smaller stairs, which were half an amma or 9 inches or possibly more. So on that duchan, which we learned about, is an extension of Ezrat Yisrael. Ezrat Kohanim only begins at the end of the duchan. According to Rambam, the area, the steps going up are still considered part of the Ezrat Yisrael. So in the area of Ezrat Yisrael, this, on this Duchan, Ha'olam Ezrat Yisrael, Le Ezrat Kohanim, which goes up from Ezrat Yisrael, but doesn't reach the Ezrat Kohanim, because once we get to the Ezrat Kohanim, we're off the Duchan, we're actually in the scrimmage of the Kohanic courtyard. There, Ha'yo Halavim Oimdim, that's where the Levites would stand, B'shah Sha'imrim Shiro, when they said the song. And of course we know that we, the Jewish people, who daven on a daily basis, we say a special song. We chant, we read the psalms that were chanted or sung in the Beis HaMikdash, right? We say, Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, Shabbo Hayo HaLevim Omrim, B'Beit HaMikdash, the Levim used to sing. And as they would bring the daily korban, B'Shosh Hayo Oyrim Shira Aral Korban, when they would say Shira on the korban. The details of this are found in the third chapter of the laws of Klei HaMikdash. Over there, the Rambam explains that the Shira, which was sung, and it was musical accompaniment, so there was a cappella singing, and there was also music playing. This was something that was obligatory. And we talk about the Levi, the lady who was obligated to do this, and some maintain that Levites till today are musically gifted. There are certain Levi families that have special gifted music. So the Levium, they would play instruments and they would sing. Now there was always a minimum of 12 Levium on the Dukhan every single day who were chanting and singing the Shira, and they could always be added to. So this is a very long stage. You'd always have 12 Levites. I'm guessing that they were somewhere in the middle, but I don't know that for sure. Nobody really knows. But there could have been, maybe during a holiday time, hundreds.
Yeah.
Hundreds of Levites. But the thing is, they couldn't just show up there and sing on their own. They'd have to be in perfect synchronicity. Every Levi who was there had to be, so to speak, mustered and inducted in. You couldn't just do your own thing.
Really?
This was not chorus, chorus, chorus. Everybody came along and sang his own thing. So the Levites would all come and everything was perfectly directed, and they were all along here, all along this Dukhan. And the Levites were actually not the only ones there. The Rambam says that in addition to the singing Levites, and there were a minimum of 12 of them, there were also Levites, Shom Menagdim Bechle Shir, he says. They're also playing musical instruments. And amongst the players of instruments was not all Levites. There were also Israelites, but not ordinary Israelites. These were what we call Yisrael Miyuchasim. These were Israelites who had fancy pedigree, high lineage, which would enable them to actually marry into the family of a Kohen, because the Kohen had to be careful whom they married. They couldn't just marry anybody. So these were Israelites of high pedigree who were considered suitable for a match with a Kohen, and they would be included in the Mishorim, in the singers, or in those who were playing music. And the Rambam goes on to talk in details what they used to use, the kind of instruments they used. There was certain instruments that had to be there. There could be other instruments that were added in. And we have it on tradition that the Levites sung in the most beautiful manner. And it was an amazingly inspiring experience. And the music elevated and uplifted everybody. Mm. So the Jewish people stood there. And the Kohanim were serving Hashem, as the Zohar says, b'chashoy, very, very quietly, but with inflamed hearts, deeply mindful of the holy task they were performing. The Levim b'shiram u'bezimram, the Levites with their song, with their music, were able to inspire and elevate and move the entire crowd of people who were involved in the Beis HaMikdash. So now we've learned about the chambers, the offices, and the function of the Dukhan. And at this point, we really have learned about all of the areas of the Beit HaMikdash. And now we're going to hear, just as we discussed the notion of doors and the levels of holiness, we're also going to talk about the roof, or the ceiling level. So this is very much related to this chamber, which is under the floor of the Ezrat Yisrael, but we just said it's part of the Ezrat Nashim. So those details about doorways, openings, windowsills, as well as ceilings, will be discussed by Ezrat Hashem tomorrow.
Tell me, that area is a Dukhan, right?
That's
so there they were doing the carpet.